By the time you hear this, we'll know who won the ladies' singles final at this year's Wimbledon tournament, though we still have the men's final to look forward to this afternoon. Wimbledon is the oldest tennis tournament in the world and the only major still played on outdoor grass courts. These days, it's rare for Irish players to qualify for this tournament. However, in the 1880s, a number of Irish men and women competed at the top level in world tennis. One such woman, Lena Rice, was the first and still our only Wimbledon ladies singles champion. She was born Helena Bertha Grace Rice on June 21st, 1866. Lena, the second youngest of eight children, grew up at Marl Hill House, a two-storey Georgian mansion situated between New Inn and Kerr in County Tipperary. Lena's father died in 1868, age 41, and her mother was left to run the estate and bring up her young family. There was a tennis court at Marl Hill where Lena learned the skills of the game with her siblings. Her mother organised tennis parties and there was no shortage of good players against whom Lena could practice her skills. Lena's first serious competition was the Irish Championships at Fitzwilliam, Dublin in 1889. She was narrowly beaten in the semi-final of the singles competition by the Englishwoman Blanche Bingley Hilliard, herself a Wimbledon champion. In the mixed doubles final, Rice was paired with Willoughby Hamilton, a Kildare man and future Wimbledon champion. Together, they defeated Bingley Hilliard and Henry Stone to take the doubles title. That same year, Rice competed in the singles competition at Wimbledon. She reached the final, where once again her opponent was Bingley Hilliard. Rice won the first set, 6-4, and was leading 5-3 in the second, with three match points for the title. Somehow Bingley Hilliard rallied and took the set 8-6. Bingley Hilliard eventually won the title 4-6, 8-6, 6-4. During this tournament, Lena Rice had the distinction of being the first woman to officiate at Wimbledon. This, however, was little consolation. She returned home exhausted and devastated by her defeat. In 1890, Bingley Hilliard, the defending champion, was expecting a baby and did not compete that year. This time, Wimbledon held no fears for Lena, and she had little trouble in reaching her second singles final. Her opponent this time was May Jax. On the day of the final, Rice walked on to centre court in blazing heat. She was dressed in the tennis attire of the day. This included a full-length floral dress with long sleeves, corsets, long petticoats, a blouse tightly cinched to her waist, brown boots with heels, and a straw boater hat. This time the Irish woman made no mistake by winning comfortably in straight sets, 6-4, 6-1. In that final set, May Jax lobbed a high ball back to Rice. Neither Jax nor the Wimbledon crowd were prepared for what happened next. The young Irish woman leapt into the air and, arching her elbow, smashed the ball across the court, where it landed inside the byline for what was to be the match-winning stroke. There followed a few seconds of stunned silence before the crowd erupted into spontaneous applause. The young Tipperary woman had invented a new tennis stroke that was to become the forehand smash. A jubilant Rice received the winner's trophy and 20 guineas prize money, which she spent on an emerald and diamond ring. There's no record of Rice ever having played competitive tennis after that. Her mother became ill, and it appears Lena cared for her until her death in 1891. Lena herself died from tuberculosis in 1907. She was only 41. She was buried near her parents in a small cemetery at New Inn. Had her very promising tennis career not been cut short, she might have become one of the world's great tennis stars. As it is, nearly 130 years on, Lena Rice remains the first and only Irish woman to win a Wimbledon title.